This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Got Jags Dolphins for you tonight as NFL season week 3 kicks off here on 97.3 The Fan. You can hear the game right here. We're just about to get to our NFL Insider Report as well with John Clayton. First, this hour of Bennett Woods brought to you by Spectrum Business. Spectrum Business delivers fast, reliable internet and phone service at the best value. Delivers fast, reliable internet and phone service at the best value, period. Plus, there are no contracts, no added phone taxes, and no hidden fees. Switch to Spectrum Business today and get 1 month of internet, voice, and TV service free. See, if Woodsy were here, he would be roasting me right now for that flub. We just found out Woods is going to call us at 8 o'clock and live reveal his COVID test results. So I'm hoping it was a negative. But we got John Clayton right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick. Hunt.
Let's do a deep dive into the biggest news in the NFL. This is the NFL Insider Report on Ben and Woods, brought to you by Hamul Casino on 97.3 The Fan.
And this week we are pleased to be joined by one of the best insiders in the business. It is always a pleasure to get to chat with John Clayton, who is back with us here on Ben and Woods this morning. And I know my co-host is bummed that he's out. He's waiting for the results of his COVID test, a little under the weather, John. But you're safe on the other end of a phone line from us.
Yeah, I took my test so I could watch Seahawks practice. And because I'm hardly out doing anything, I passed it with flying colors. So I hope he has a good test, a good negative on this one.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's been the same way. I mean, he has been very careful this entire process. And when we do our show, we're not in studio, we're remote, we're staying pretty much to ourselves. But he's felt under the weather the last couple of days, and I think it's the responsible thing to do is to get a test and make sure that you're okay. So far, the first 2 weeks of the season, John, is it what you've expected in this, you know, unusual pandemic season? Has the play been worse than you expected, better? Kind of give me some overall thoughts.
It's actually turned out to be better than I thought. And what I thought it was going to be, more defense-oriented. And it turns out it's more offense-oriented. I mean, the 1,611 points scored in the first 2 weeks is an NFL record for the first 2 weeks of the season. There's been better running and running yards than anybody expected. That has been a little bit of a surprise. I think you've got, 11 quarterbacks with 100 ratings. That's better than anybody thought. Because what you imagine, it was going to be a struggle getting the pass blocking down. But the pass blocking has actually been pretty good because sacks are down. So it's been a way different start than I expected.
John Clayton, ESPN Radio up in Seattle, one of the longtime NFL insiders with us here on 97.3 The Fan this morning. Now, John, I was reminded this morning, I keep forgetting, that they have expanded the playoffs this year just by one team. It's not like baseball where everyone's getting in. But even that one team expansion, it kind of changes the equation a little bit. I've got to imagine that a few of the teams that have gotten off to a, you know, 0-2 start have to know, hey, this isn't like a normal year where we're going to be out of it here if we lose this week, that there's pretty much opportunity for anyone to come back this year.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. I mean, still you got some bad teams, and, you know, talent-wise, they're not going to be able to do it. But I think it really plays more into the AFC because know, the AFC has so many young quarterbacks that are starting, you know, 3 years or less experience. And so that gives them the chance, because really, when you really break down the AFC, can you get to seven teams? Because, you know, certainly, you know, the top three are going to be Kansas City, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh. Then you know that Tennessee, Buffalo in the mix. We'll see if Indianapolis and Phillip Rivers can bounce back. They bounced back to beat Minnesota, but they had a bad game against Jacksonville. And then after that, I mean, what team is going to emerge as the number two team in the AFC West? So that keeps things wide open right now, because, you know, Denver's 0-2, and they're looking bad with injuries, not playing all that well. You know, the Chargers, you know, they've been okay so far. But overall, I think that it's more wide open as far as those last two spots, maybe even the last three spots in the AFC.
John, let's take things up to your neck of the woods in the Seattle Seahawks. Russell Wilson seems to be getting a little more of the spotlight. I mean, he's always been a terrific quarterback, but somewhat overshadowed, you know, over the past few years by the bigger names, whether it's recently Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady, even Peyton Manning before that. But this year, Russell Wilson, I don't, for some reason, just like the first two games, he's played very well, obviously, but people are taking a little more notice and saying he could be an MVP favorite. Is this the year of Russell Wilson in your mind?
Yeah, because one of the buzzwords up here has been let Russ cook. And what that means is that they want him to get the ball a little bit earlier for passing, because normally what they do is it'll be run, run, pass, run, run, pass. And so, you know, they're just trying to set up a good third down and opportunity and yardage situation. But now what they've done, and listening to what the people have been saying, is going ahead and letting him pass a little bit more on first down, pass a little bit more on second down, you know, move around a little bit more on the early downs, and really put a faster pace, even put a better tempo in there. And it's really working. And also what helps is that they're really talented at wide receiver. You know, Tyler Lockett's been a Pro Bowl caliber receiver for the last couple of years after developing into a number one receiver. And DK Metcalf is just fantastic. You know, big, you know, 6'3", 229 body, can run 4.33, be real physical. And so with those two, then they're talented at tight end to a point where they've tripled the amount of two tight end sets they have, because they're running about 31% right now as far as two tight end sets after doing 11 last year, and that makes them more unpredictable. So yeah, it's off to a good start. And you know, in the 8 years prior, he's never got a vote for the MVP, but of course that's the reason for that is the AP only releases the winner, not the votes. But now I think that he's, at least in the first 2 weeks, jumped out to be possibly the leader for the MVP.
John Clayton with us on our NFL Insiders Report here on Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. And John, obviously the Seahawks were a yard away from losing that game last week to the New England Patriots. And to me, Bill Belichick so far seems to be one of the winners. You know, his cheesy Subway commercial aside, his haggard look on the Zoom conference yesterday notwithstanding, to take the Patriots when people were saying, hey, are they tanking for Trevor about a month ago, and have Cam Newton playing the way that he is and the Patriots looking like they could be just on the road to another division title in the AFC East without Tom Brady. Is Bill Belichick kind of proving himself once again this year? Not that he needs to.
Yeah, no surprise, because he's the best coach in NFL history. And so what I'm amazed at is the quick turnaround that he's had with Cam Newton, because he's had Cam now with better footwork and better long distance passing and better accuracy. And that, I think, has just been remarkable, because he was a 59% career passer and he had 71% against Seattle, and he's looked really good. Now, again, first game against Miami, who knows? I mean, that's a Miami team that was very beatable. But to come to Seattle and be able to put up the type of yards that they did. Now, again, the thing that still is a concern is the defense, because it's a defense that took the biggest hit, you know, because they lost four of their top five linebackers, two of their top three safeties. You know, they lost Danny Shelton on the defensive line. And you can see, you know, Seattle did have a double-digit lead on them in the fourth quarter. And so, you know, they still have concerns about defense, but at least, you know, going against the young quarterbacks they have to face in the AFC, you know, that kind of keeps them in play. And now it's a matter of just seeing if they're better than Buffalo, because Buffalo's off to a good start. You know, two big wins, but they got it against the Jets and the Miami Dolphins. So we will have to see how good they are, but no doubt Josh Allen is off to a good start too.
Speaking of the Dolphins, they're at Jacksonville tonight, kicking off week three. Not exactly the most marquee matchup, but I think for football star fans, it's enough intrigue with Gardner Minshew and Ryan Fitzpatrick trading barbs this week. But the real primetime focus will be on Monday night this week, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. I think what most people expect to be an AFC championship preview. Are you thinking the same lines that these are the two best teams in the AFC meeting again?
Yeah, no question. Well, because you've got two of the best quarterbacks. I mean, you know, you've got Patrick Mahomes, who arguably is either one or two, depending on where you have Russell Wilson, and you have Lamar Jackson, you know, somewhere in that top six. But the difference is, which is kind of amazing in this, which is probably why the bettors are actually favoring Baltimore, is that Baltimore is just destroying teams because they got the great running game, the great play from Lamar Jackson, and an even better defense that they had last year. And, you know, Kansas City, of course, they're on a long winning streak, you know, dating back to last year. But the last six wins they've had, they've had to come back from double-digit deficits, and it was even including in the Super Bowl. So you kind of wonder, okay, they have to struggle a little bit on defense, but Patrick Mahomes can bail them out. Now against Baltimore, we'll have to see if he can bail them out because, you know, this right now is, I think, certainly the best matchup all season long.
John Clayton, ESPN Radio in Seattle, Washington Post, and one of the best insiders in the business, as always. Appreciate you spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Hey, thank you.
John Clayton on our NFL Insiders Report.
That was the NFL Insider Report on Ben and Woods, brought to you by Hamul Casino. Get away and embrace the escape at San Diego's newest, closest, and most genuinely generous place to play. Safe and smart, Hamul Casino, Highway 94 to Campo Road.
John appearing on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU online and mobile banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. We'll have that Monday Night Football game for you, Chiefs and Ravens, here on 97.3 The Fan. We have tonight's game as well, and while, I mean, normally I'd say, who cares, Jags, Dolphins, it's not a sexy matchup.
If you won't say it, I will.
I do like the sniping that's gone back and forth between Gardner Minshew and Ryan Fitzpatrick, the two quarterbacks in this game, and Romy had a great, you know, just classic Romy segment on yesterday because they were battling over facial hair. Ryan Fitzpatrick kind of called out Gardner Minshew for the stash and said the mustache versus the beard. I think the beard is cooler. Guys that grow mustaches have patchy sides. So basically saying, hey, if you could grow a full beard like me, you would do so. You know, just gets kind of the fun trash talk that I think actually works really well for the NFL before a game. And then credit Gardner Minshew for coming back, saying, I'm going to have respect for my elders, especially when they're much, much elder. I mean, what a great comeback
by
Gardner Minshew.
That was pretty good.
And you know what I love about it is that it was all in good spirit and in good fun, and it helps promote their game and their matchup and add some intrigue without anyone really feeling disrespected or, you know, turning into something that's going to lead to, you know, like punches on the field or anything like that. It's just the perfect two guys just giving each other the business and then going and settling it on the field tonight. And it's I love that when two guys can do that. So I was impressed by the banter between Fitzpatrick and Minshew.
Yeah, no, that was fun to watch. And it definitely, I mean, it didn't make me want to watch this game anymore than I already didn't really care about this game, but it does add a little bit to it, I suppose. I'll give you that.
Pretty good schedule, though. Not just that Monday Night Football game, but on Sunday, some good games. The Dallas Cowboys, after that amazing come-from-behind win, they now have to go to Seattle and take on the Seahawks. The Raiders are 2-0, and they go to New England to play Cam Newton and the Patriots. That's one of the morning games on Sunday. I think that one's kind of intriguing as well. And then the Sunday night game, the Green Bay Packers have gotten off to a good start, 2-0. They're going to New Orleans. So two of the veteran quarterbacks, and Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees, who a lot of people think look like, Father Time finally catching up with Drew a little bit here this season. So that'll be an interesting one as well. So pretty good week three schedule here in the NFL, even if it's not the greatest Thursday night matchup ever, it should be some pretty good games here this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a good weekend. Sit in front of the red zone. Going to have that on one of the TVs. We'll have to have the Padres on the other and just see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, by Sunday, you know, who really knows? You know, Padres, if they've presumably clinched the four seed, it may be a full bullpen-type day on Sunday because you're not going to want to use any of your starters depending on, you know, what the situation is. You might for a couple innings, so we'll see how Jace Tingler handles that moving forward. So I guess we're going to hear from Woods and get the results of his COVID test next. So we'll know if we're going to get our co-host back tomorrow or he could be gone for the next couple of weeks. Stay tuned for that. Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.